Did you find that walk pretty, or even tranquil? For people in my time, our fields are a blessing, but are also places of work, hard, back-breaking toil. There have been many men like my great-grandfather Clement Paston, who lived life as a good, plain husbandman, working the plough, minding their small farms, and paying rent to the great landowners of Norfolk. But times change. Believe it or not, these fields are testimony that some good can come out of a pandemic. The Black Death, so prevalent in the 14th and 15th centuries, benefited all those in areas like Mortby. If you have any children, they might want to explore the Black Death activity sheets you can find on the phone app. But back to my story. Though the plague decimated the population, for the survivors, opportunities abounded. Most of the men who till the soil and pay rents on our Paston and Mortby lands of the 15th century are now free men and no longer serfs as they had been in the past. Some follow in my great-grandfather's footsteps, rising in status and power and potentially owning estates of their own. This is how my grandfather was able to become a judge and send his son, my father, to Cambridge University. Better wages and the opportunity to save and buy land is changing the country. My family live with and represent the tenants surrounding these lands. Estate management isn't just the domain of the menfolk. Margaret Paston often took care to see that the tenants were not neglected. Due to all this multitasking, she created a new word to describe her formidable management skills as a woman. Captainess. Just listen to her captainess strategizing.
If it please you, I should like the marsh that Brig had to be kept in your own hand this year, so that the tenants might have rushes to repair their houses with. And also there is windfall wood at the manor that is of no great value, that might help them towards their own repairs, if you like to let those that are in most need have it.
So, what about my mother's side of the family? The De Mortbys were of higher status than the Pastons, an ancient family who united with another ancient family, the Burneys. These two families owned much of the land in the district. As the sole heiress, Margaret's father died when she was only 11 or 12 years old, my mother brought the Pastons a dowry of £150 a year from her estates, including this one. But even though it was an arranged marriage, brought together by a close relationship between Judge William Paston and Margaret's father, their meeting was a favourable one. My grandmother Agnes wrote to her husband about my parents' first encounter.
As for the first acquaintance between John Paston and the said gentlewoman, she made him gentle cheer in gentle wise, and said he was verily your son. And so I hope there shall need no great treaty between them.
The marriage proved a long and successful one, filled with affection and loyalty between them. Sadly, my father was away from home often. As a lawyer, John I spent so much time in London and abroad tending to family business, fighting wars, and to his own legal battles over Paston property rights. My favourite of my mother's letters is her writing to my father, wishing him home on one of his many absences.
If I might have had my will, I should have seen you before this time. I would you were at home liefer than a new gown, though it was scarlet.
And between you and I, that is not a small sacrifice on my mother's part. She loved her scarlet gowns and girdles. But before you get the wrong impression, Margaret proved to be much more than a wife or a lover of pretty clothes. She was an ally to my father, and more than capable of dealing with the many troubles the Paston family had in Norfolk.
Most honourable husband, I commend myself to you. May it please you to know that I have spoken to several of your tenants at Drayton this week, and encouraged them that everything will be well from now on. Next week I intend to go to Helsdon, and send our men out to collect money at Drayton and Helsdon. If you want, I will have a manorial court held at Drayton before I leave there. We shall do the best we can, and send word of how we get on.
My parents were married in a difficult time of Norfolk history. Instability abroad meant instability at home. The battles with the French became battles for the crown, and many rivaling families fought each other for control of land and estates all across the country. Like my father in London, my mother in Norfolk had to fight to protect Paston land and learn to negotiate protection of the Pastons' rights in the country.
I am reliably informed that the Duke of Suffolk is building up a large force in both Norfolk and Suffolk to come down with him and drive us back if they can. Therefore, I want you to use any means to make yourself as secure as you can in the place, because I and many others believe that if they do not find you here, they will look for you where you are.
What with the pirates off the coast, robbers on the roads, and powerful men such as the Duke of Suffolk and Lord Moylan's attacking our purse, our land, our servants, and ourselves, we had much to be afraid of. But be brave and journey on. Press pause, and I will meet you at Clink Hill, where you can get a better viewing of Caister Castle and the road to Yarmouth.